Well, this is Sergeant McKeown. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? May I have your first name,
wonderful.
Please? May I have your first name, please?
I'm sorry, say again?
Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A?
It's actually K-R-I.
Okay, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. M-C-K-E-O-W-N?
Is that M-A-C?
Hold on a second. M-A-C.
K-E-O.
K-E-O.
W-N.
W-N. I was close. And you're a staff, you're a tech sergeant or a staff sergeant?
Staff sergeant. Thank you for the promotion.
Staff sergeant. And then you're in the Air Force, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I know, I believe you're 28?
I'm 32.
32. Oh, gosh. See, that I took 4 years off. They.
I appreciate that.
And you're from Dennis?
Dennis Township, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you're in Iraq, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long have you been there?
A little over two months now.
Oh, gosh. Are you in the active Air Force or Air Force Reserve?
Active duty.
Active duty. And how long have you been in the Air Force?
I'm going, actually, working on my eighth year, so seven years and a few months.
Are you married?
Not yet.
You're engaged?
No, not yet.
Okay, you're single.
Hoping to be. Yes.
Okay. So do you live in Dennis with your parents?
At this current time, I live in Hampton, Virginia, but okay. My parents still live in Dennis Township.
What are your parents' names?
James and Marie, same last name.
James and Marie, same last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Same last name.
And you live on a base in Hampton, Virginia?
I do. I live off base, but I live near Joint Base Langley, Eustis.
Okay. Okay, and why did you join the Air Force?
For college and to basically grow up.
I had two sons that could do that.
9/11 had a little bit to do with it. I was angry, so I wanted to do something about it.
You were angry?
I was pretty angry because it was kind of close to home with New York and everything.
I'm writing.
That's all right.
What is your job? I know you're a sergeant, but like what do you do?
I am a chaplain's assistant.
Oh,
so
neat.
I work with the chaplain's corps.
What does that entail?
Well, we do lots of stuff. We basically make sure that we provide for the free exercise of religion for all the DOD personnel. And by doing that, we basically provide a space for any multi-faith, for all multi-faiths, for them to come worship as they please. If we don't have a space or something for them, we find them a place to go.
Wow.
So we kind of resource out.
Wow. Is it difficult?
On top of that, we do a lot of... I'm sorry?
Go ahead. You do a lot of...
Administrative stuff. We have... two financial pots of money that we deal with, of course, appropriated funds from the government, and then our chapel ties and offerings, which mm-hmm. is basically the money collected from church, which mm-hmm. goes back into the church community for projects. We do all kinds of stuff.
It sounds neat.
We train, we set up for the services when we can. We ensure that anybody that comes in for counseling is basically we do like the first initial intervention in case they're, you know, in crisis. We kind of mm-hmm. calm them down before we get them to the chaplain. Mm-hmm. We respond to hospitals in case there's like a mass casualty for a deployed setting, or if somebody back home is sick, we go to the hospital and we do visitation. Mm-hmm. with those troops just to check on them.
Sounds interesting.
That's what a little bit of what I do.
Do you want to be a minister when you're out of the service, or?
I'm actually taking a degree in behavioral sciences, so I sort of want to be a counselor, not quite on the religious side,
okay,
but in the counseling setting.
And you went to ACC, right?
I did go to ACC.
I think I read that.
I'm currently attending Ashford University online.
Spell it A-S?
It's A-S-H-F-O-R-D.
So you're actually over in Iraq and you're still taking courses here?
Yes.
Wow, you're busy.
Yes.
Is it difficult in Iraq being a Muslim country and you being a woman? Is it difficult to do your job?
Currently, I don't have a whole lot of issues with that. I pretty much am within the installation.
Okay.
So I haven't had any difficulties. Anybody of another faith that I have come in contact with has been gracious and wonderful.
So you've basically been on the installation?
Well, pretty much.
Were you a chaplain's assistant when you were here in the States?
When I'm stateside, at a stateside base, I am a chaplain assistant. And then before I was in the military, I worked at Acme Markets.
Which one?
The one in Camp McCourthouse.
Okay.
I worked at all of them, but that was my main hub.
I'm a Seville Acme girl.
Oh.
Do you have brothers and sisters here?
I have a sister who currently lives in Pleasantville and a brother who's in Hawaii.
Also in the service?
Nope, he actually works on a cruise ship.
Life is tough.
Yeah, I know, right? He gets the sunshine and the
well,
yummy
food.
Well,
so do you, in a matter of speaking. what's the weather like there?
About 116 right now. Kind of hot.
Oh, windy. My gosh.
And dusty. You get used to it after a while.
So it's not like the beach here. You grew up with sand, so it's just.
Yes.
But it's not.
It's not quite as nice as the beach. I'd rather be in Cape May in the beach right now.
When are you scheduled to come back?
Sometime in the end of December, I believe.
Buggy there? Someone had told me that.
I'm sorry, say again?
Somebody had told me that when he was there, when he would get up in the morning, he would shake his boots out for scorpions. Is it real buggy there?
There are what they call camel spiders. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing one, thank goodness. but I've seen a lot of lizards and ants. Ants are crazy. I get attacked by them everywhere.
Oh, my
I go.
Gosh.
If you sit down like on a bench or something outside in one of the smoking areas, you get attacked by ants.
So you said camel spiders, ants, and lizards.
And lizards. I'm sure there's more critters. I just haven't seen any.
What do you miss from home?
Oh, I definitely miss the beach. I miss my family, my friends, and Philly cheesesteaks.
So I'll send you one.
Sounds great.
Have you ever been deployed overseas before?
This is my second deployment.
There?
So, yes. I was in Kuwait before.
What would you like people to know about being in the service and being over in Iraq?
I don't know. It's truly an honor to be over here, actually, during the this time in history, because Operation New Dawn, and we're kind of training the Iraqis to kind of take care of themselves, and mm-hmm. it's kind of a cool process. It's not something I'm directly involved with, but there's a lot of people that are. And so we're over here kind of making some history. Hopefully making things right in the world.
You're good for quotes, let me tell you. Maybe you should consider a career in journalism.
I've thought about it. I may cross-train, get different perspectives in the Air Force.
What would you like the people back home to know? Like, and if I can, you know, when I write this, it'll be online, by the way. I don't know if you have access to a computer, but you'll be able to see it online.
I do.
Okay. It's cmcherald.com. It's like May County, CMC, and then it's Herald, like the paper, .com. And I'll probably write it today.
Do you know when it'll be online?
I'm sorry?
Do you know when it will be online?
Is as soon as I write it. Hopefully, I have a really busy day today. I have you, and then I have a meeting at 9:30, and then I have a meeting at 6. So it's kind of like gangbusters. But, I mean, it just, because of the, I guess you didn't have off for Labor Day. We had a holiday on Monday. And
I wish we would have, but we didn't.
But we had a hurricane. That's like, the
hurricane
that wasn't.
The earthquake and
the hurricane that wasn't. They evacuated all of Cape May County. And all that was a nor'easter. It was fun. It wasn't funny, but it was. But what would you like, you know, your friends, that you're okay, or?
That I'm good, and I miss them all, and I can't wait to go for a bike ride, because we like riding Cape May a lot.
Are there bikes in Iraq?
I have no bike there, but, I'm sorry. Rephrase the question, please.
Hold on. You're fine. Did you go to Middle Township High School?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I graduated in 98. Mm-hmm.
And ACC, what year?
I didn't graduate, but I left in 2003.
Okay.
I only attended for a year, and that's why I joined the Air Force, because I ran out of money for school.
Oh, wow. Do you think you're going to go the distance with the Air Force and do the 20 years?
I think so. I've debated getting out, but right now with the economy the way it is, and not quite having my degree yet, it's kind of a... I think I'm probably going to push it through the 12 years, because it's a lot of time to put in just to walk away without a retirement. And I can retire pretty early, so be, I think, 42.
Oh, my gosh. That's like...
And I actually came in kind of later. I was 25 when I came in.
Are we talking through a satellite? Because if we are, it's really good. They have warned me about delays.
We called through a base in the States,
okay.
And then they transferred us.
Okay, because they had
connection.
Warned me about satellites. Like, you know, you're going to ask a question and wait, you know, for her to answer. And it was, okay, I'm trying to think what else. Obviously, this is the 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming up. And, you know, that's I think that's why they arrange these interviews for newspapers. I know that you said you joined up because you were angry about 9/11. Is it still on your mind that, you know, that's your cause or?
It's not so much. I was kind of a young, just like how dare you kind of a reaction to that. Now it's basically just honoring those who've passed and pretty much the sacrifices that we've all made.
Mm-hmm.
And just remembering that's a point in history. So that's kind of what it means to me now. Not something I want to forget about, but I guess I'm still angry that happened, but I'm long since over that. And
all right.
I think it's gone a long way.
Do you want me to call your parents and tell them that I talked to you? I mean, I can if you want.
You can if you want.
I mean, I'm a mom, so I know if, you know, somebody talked to my kid, I want to know. otherwise, I can just, you know, tell them it'll be in the paper. Okay, that's fine. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Just thank you for the opportunity to be in the paper and get my story out there. And I sure appreciate what you do.
Not as much as I appreciate you, dear. Do you think of yourself as a hero?
Not really. I feel like an average person just wearing another uniform. Kind of surreal sometimes. But I still say thank you to those who wear the uniform as well. Especially those who are parents that leave their kids and families. And right now I'm single, so I don't have to worry about any of that. I leave my, like, you know, fish.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that has to be hard, leaving your kids and all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping to start a family here in the next 3 years, and I don't know if I can do that, but we shall see. People do it every day.
Mm-hmm. We have to get you married also.
I've been dating a guy for a while, so I'm hoping after this appointment. He's currently in Virginia.
Okay, but he's in the Air Force.
He was. He's
out. Okay.
Out.
Okay. Okay. Maybe when you come back. And again, you said you're coming back in December.
In December. I'm hoping. You know, 7 years is a long time to be with somebody. He better soon.
You're right. If not, I got a really nice 30-year-old son who lives in Raleigh.
I might call you back.
And he's not in the military, but he's done work for the military. He's a computer engineer.
Okay.
Let's see.
Did he go to middle or lower? Or?
No, he went to Ocean City, and then he went to CCNJ for his undergrad and UDEL for his master's. He's a computer engineer, and his undergraduate work was he did, I don't know, some kind of research for the Army that he wasn't allowed to tell you. But that was interesting boy. Needs to get married. Which I'm sure your parents say about you. You get to a certain age as a parent, and it's like, get married. I want those grandchildren.
It's more about the grandbabies for my mom.
Exactly. I told my son, I said, do you know how much that master's degree was worth? One grandbaby. And he keeps saying, okay.
Funny.
But at any rate, I'm trying to think. They told me that they'll send me your picture. So hopefully I'll get that.
They haven't asked me for that, but I can make sure that they get
Could
it.
Could you? Because if,
is there, like a, I can do it for you, too.
Okay. Do you want my email? Can you email me, or do you have to do it through?
I should be able to email you, but I'll double check with them just in case.
Okay.
If you can give me your email, I can do
that. Sure. Do you have paper?
I do.
Okay. It's D, like in dog, McGuire, like the Air Force Base. You should know that. Were you ever stationed there?
I've not. That's where I went through a MEP to go through to be processed out.
Okay. Well, it's D. McGuire at CMC, Cape May County, herald.com. And whatever you want to send me would be wonderful because I can attach it to the story. It's only 7:30 in the morning here. And it's about 67 degrees.
It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
And you said it's 116. Does it get cooler? I mean, like, as the season, you know.
I hear I'm right now is the hardest part of the year. It becomes cooler probably around October, November time frame, and it gets down to, like, maybe the 80s, which actually seems really cold here.
What's really
in the
cold?
Morning it's pretty cool, but.
Does it get, like, normal, the temperature, or is it just always warm, like, by our standards?
I think it does get kind of chilly, like, down to the 30s in the evening time, in the winter time. It gets windy. I know when I was in Kuwait, it was cold. I haven't yet suffered a winter here, so.
But hopefully by then you'll
summer has already been enough.
And you got there, I'm sorry, 2 months ago, you said?
Yes, July 4th, as a matter of fact.
You got there on July 4th?
Ironically.
Oh, God.
My first deployment, I landed on September 11th, my second deployment on July 4th, so significant American holidays or
your
American
first deployment to Kuwait,
days of remembrance.
You landed in, and how long
in
ago
Kuwait
was
on
that?
9/11.
What year? Last year?
2006.
And then?
Luckily, I hadn't.
So your fifth anniversary.
This time was July 4th,
and then your second deployment, you landed 7/4/11. You have a thing for holidays, girlfriend.
I do, and ironically, my first duty assignment, I got to the base on September 11th, too. It's just a weird coincidence.
Oh, my gosh. So you mean when you first enlisted?
My first enlistment, my first assignment after I did all my training and my basic. Mm-hmm. When I was, like, in the real Air Force, after all the training, I got to my first duty assignment on September 11th.
What year?
2004.
Okay. I should let you go back to being a soldier or an airman. Are you an airman or what do they call you, an airman?
It would be airman, yes.
Airman, okay.
Either way, I'll take them both.
No, the guy that I'm dating is a retired Air Force colonel, and I never know, like, it's air. I would say airwoman or soldier, and he goes, no, it's never a soldier.
It's definitely airman. I appreciate the airwoman, but it's airman. It's fine.
It's airman? Okay.
It's implied.
That's, I'm learning all about the Air Force. But it's neat. I appreciate you taking, let me make sure I have it, everything right. Your staff sergeant, United States Air Force, Hampton, Virginia. Okay, Christine, KristineMacKeown, right? You're 32, you're single,
yes, ma'am.
You're working on your eighth year in there, you live in Hampton, Virginia, you're really, though, your mom and dad are James and Marie, same last name, and they live in Dennis?
They do.
Okay. Okie doke, sweetie, you've been a delight.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I hope to meet you when you come
home.
Okay.
I will make sure I stop by.
Please. Oh, I would love to meet you. And like I said, in the event he doesn't give you the ring, I have two sons.
Sounds good.
You be safe there, okay? And I will see you when you come back. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.